The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
New York City is such a city of contrasts, and so is New York State. As most of you know, the state of New York passed some of the most liberal abortion legislation in all of America. A woman can kill her unborn baby right up until the due date, the day of delivery, for almost any reason whatsoever. Please don't believe, it's only with the exceptions. Yeah, like mental health. In other words, a pregnant woman, can get up to the day of delivery and say, you know what, I've decided it'd be too much of an emotional strain to have the baby. I'm going to abort it. And that would be reason enough to kill the baby on the day of delivery, on the day of birth. And so you shake your head and you go, how could they be so calloused? And, of course, New York City, well, that's just another whole topic. But then you have this story. Way back in, let me see when this happened. It was back in February. Back in February, a bag was discovered sitting at the base of a tree on Brooklyn's East New York neighborhood, and the bag was surrounded by some bloody clothing. Police were called. They came and they opened the plastic bag, and it was an unborn baby. Unborn baby had just been put into a garbage bag and left at the base of a tree. The medical examiner said the unborn baby was about 20 weeks old. And the body of the unborn baby has been at the coroner's office since last February. And they've been trying to decide what to do. They were hoping that someone would come forward. They would find out. It would be fascinating in the state of New York if they found the woman who aborted this baby. If they found her, if charges would be filed, you know, who knows? But anyway, they had hoped that they would find the mother. They didn't, and again, this was back in February. And finally, the police department in New York said, "We've got to do something about this." And so, the Life Center of New York, which is a pro-life organization. The Life Center of New York contacted the coroner's office in the city of New York and asked, can we give this unborn baby a proper funeral? Well, there was all kinds of paperwork and red tape and hoops to jump through. And finally, the Life Center of New York was given the opportunity to give this unborn baby a proper burial. And the baby was buried a couple of days ago at Resurrection Cemetery on Staten Island in a section for abandoned remains. In other words, for the bodies of people, they don't know who they are, they don't have a name. And here is this unborn baby, but here's the thing that just tore my heart out. I'm looking at a picture. And here is a group of New York City police officers acting as pallbearers for this tiny, tiny little casket. And a New York City Police Department bagpiper playing in the background. It's an Associated Press story, Dateline New York. A group of New York City Police Department officers made sure a fetus discarded on a Brooklyn street months ago got a proper funeral to the mournful sound of a New York Police Department bagpipe. The funeral was organized by the Life Center of New York, a pro-life group in New York City. Life Center members gave the fetus a name, Monica. It was found last February in a bag by a tree in Brooklyn's East New York neighborhood, surrounded by bloody clothing. The medical examiner said the fetus was about 20 weeks old. Burial was at Resurrection Cemetery on Staten Island in a section for abandoned remains. In a state that has shown incredible callous to the unborn, and in a city that is controlled, at least today, by the progressive liberal left, I think it's incredibly encouraging, just incredibly encouraging, to know there were a group of New York City police officers who wanted to make sure that that unborn baby had a proper burial. And praise God for a pro-life center called the Life Center of New York, who went through all the trouble, the paperwork, the red tape, jumped through the hoops to make sure that that baby, they still have no idea who the mother, father, but made sure that that unborn baby had a proper burial. Good for them. God bless them, and may their tribe increase. Since we're talking about New York, this is something not so positive. New York City was the scene of the annual Pride Parade. Yesterday marked the end of what has been called Pride Month. There was a massive parade in Manhattan celebrating a deviant lifestyle that is the most dangerous lifestyle in America. And again, I want to keep hammering this home. Right now, many people will not listen to us about the biblical aspects of sexuality, the moral aspects. But they cannot, and they can deny, they can reinterpret the Bible or just reject the Bible. But they cannot reject the hard, cold, scientific, medical facts about the homosexual lifestyle. You can't deny that. Look it up. Look at the facts. Look at the studies. Look at the research. So anyway, Sunday was the big Pride Parade. And one of the larger Chick-fil-A's in Manhattan was vandalized. Now, one of the greatest lies out of this whole pride movement is that Chick-fil-A is a bunch of hate-mongering bigots. There is not a shred of truth to that. It is a total, complete lie. It is an absolute fabrication. The owners of the company believe that marriage is between one man and one woman. That is their constitutional right to believe that. They cannot find one word from the founder of the company, who is dead now, the CEO of the company, who is the son of the founder. They cannot find one word spoken or written that is anti anybody. They just believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. And yet, the liberal left continues to put forth this total fabrication, this complete lie that Chick-fil-A is anti-anybody or anything. Anyway, I'm looking at pictures of the vandals, the vandalization. It's spray painted. One I can't repeat. Profanity on the window. a big X on the window. And then this graffiti and vandalization, and there is a sign in the middle of the vandalized graffiti and so forth that says, "Love is a terrible thing to waste." There's nothing that expresses love like vandalizing. Such is the warped thinking and logic of so many today. Headline: Manhattan Chick-fil-A vandalized during Pride event. Pride about vandalizing businesses? I don't think so. All right, hang tight. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live again. Thank you for joining me. I've got some lighter things to share with you. But first, well, I'll come back to that. If I have time, I'll come back. Let me do a couple of lighter things. Get this. Wichita Falls, Texas, Walmart. To be more specific, it is the Walmart on Greenbrier Road in Wichita Falls. Probably all of you know exactly where that is. A woman has been banned from that particular Walmart on Greenbrier Road forever. She is permanently banned. What did she do? And her name is not mentioned. If it was, I probably wouldn't mention. Anyway, a Texas woman comes into the Walmart and she picks up a cake. And from what I gather, it's a fairly good-sized cake. And it doesn't tell me whether it was a birthday cake. It just says it was a cake. And she walked around the store eating the cake. She walked around long enough and ate long enough to eat fully one half of the cake. Then she went to the cashier to check out. And she told the cashier that she felt she should only pay for half of the cake because she was only buying half the cake. If you think I'm making it up, let me read from the story. The suspect, who has not been identified, entered the bakery section of the store and proceeded to eat half of the cake while walking through the aisles. Once at the register, the woman demanded half off because she was only buying half a cake. She refused to pay for the missing half of the cake despite eating it on her way to the checkout. What happened? Well, the police were called. And once the police arrived, she paid for the whole cake, but she was told that she was barred from the store forever for theft. You know, I bet somebody has. If not, somebody needs to write a book on the bizarre, strange, and absolutely outrageous things that happen at Walmarts. It would be a bestseller, but probably most people would not believe the things that actually happen at Walmart. Okay, and then there's this, and I'm not quite sure how to handle this. But here's the headline from the New York Post. California to become first state to ban discrimination against natural hair. Yeah. The California Assembly voted 69-0 Thursday of last week to update the state's anti-discrimination law so the definition of race includes traits historically associated with race. The bill, SB 188, was approved by the Senate in April and now heads to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk to be signed into law. Text of the bill acknowledges that some characteristics of blackness has resulted in discrimination. Now I'm quoting from the legislation. Workplace dress code and grooming policies that prohibit natural hair, including afros, braids, twists, and locks, have a disparate impact on black individuals as these policies are more likely to deter black applicants and burden or punish black employees than any other group, the bill reads. Okay. Hey, I am all for being able to express your cultural background and so on. But I have been to Africa on a number of occasions. A number of occasions. I've been all over the African continent. I have never, ever, in any of my visits to Africa, I've never seen an Afro. Anyway, in February, the New York City Commission on Human Rights announced similar protections against, and I'm quoting, natural hair discrimination in the workplace and public places. Policies that limit the ability to wear natural hair or hairstyles associated with black people aren't about neatness or professionalism. They're about limiting the way black people move through the workplace and so forth. Hey, I am against any kind of discrimination against any race, anybody else. But natural hair? I don't know. All right, quickly, we're going to go to Cincinnati and Preston. We've only got about 1 minute, but you have a Walmart story?
I'll make this quick. A Walmart story. A good thing. I was at Walmart. I was checking out, and for whatever reason, I got out of sequence and I left my wallet there.
Uh-oh.
I didn't realize it till the next day. I'm looking around all my house, look through the cars. I call Walmart. Somebody turned my wallet in. Didn't take money, didn't take credit cards or anything. So,
no kidding.
Yep. So good things about Walmart.
Well, that's a great story, Preston.
Great story. Oh, yeah, and I'll tell it every chance I get. So when I heard you say Walmart, I said I got to tell the story.
Well, I'm glad you did, Preston. That's a great way to end the program today. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. All right.
All right, God bless you, brother. Good to talk to you. Good to talk to you. Well, there's a good Walmart story. Hey, I like Walmart. I like Walmart. It just seems that a lot of bizarre things and sometimes bizarre people frequent Walmarts. I don't know what it is, but anyway. Hey, folks, have a great evening. Thanks so much for joining me. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.